Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat. So we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and this is a Saturday morning 5-minute declutter with me. So you can finish your decluttering for the day after this 5 minutes, or you can use it as the momentum that you need to get started or the motivation to get started. So let's begin this Saturday, as we begin every Saturday, with setting our intention. Whomever or whatever is coming to your mind right now, let's offer up this task for that person. Secondly, try to unite a task that you don't want to do with either something that does bring you joy or in a place that brings you joy. So, you know, for me lately, my basement is cold and kind of depressing, but that's where my office is. And lately, I just can't have it. So I've been bringing all of my stuff upstairs to the sunroom or my kitchen every single day because it's just a much nicer place for me to work and get it done. And I'm a lot more motivated to get it done when I'm in a location that I actually like in my house. Lastly, what is your reward for doing what you said you were going to do? It could be as simple as reading a good book, or it could be that you're going to take the rest of the day and totally do whatever you want to do. Up to you. But set your intention, pair it with something that you enjoy, and set your reward. Let's get going. I'm going to keep with the digital theme today. And again, this may not take the entire 5 minutes. So grab your phone or your computer. And I want you to go on to those social media sites. And I want you to declutter the people or the pages that you follow that just make you feel insecure, they make you feel less than, they make you feel angry, they get your blood boiling a little bit, they make you feel like you're a failure. Whatever the feelings are, I want you to take this 5 minutes and go through your Facebook list of friends, go through the pages on Facebook, go through Instagram, go through Pinterest. I really don't know how Pinterest works, so I'm just kind of guessing that like you follow people or things on Pinterest. I'm not really sure. I have a Pinterest account. I'd never go on there. But anyway, I know, and I talked a little bit about this last week. I know that there are sometimes like there's certain people that all they post is negative, negative, negative. And I'm like, I can't handle this anymore. Like either change your life or I don't know, but I just can't handle the negativity all the time. And sometimes I just block them for 30 days. Sometimes I delete them altogether. But there's other people that I just can't handle them this season of my life, you know? And I didn't listen to Ramit Sethi's podcast yet today. He has a new one that came out today, but I saw the title that said, "I'm jealous over my friend's vacations on Instagram," or something like that. And really, I'm sure that title tells you everything you need to know, because I'm sure there are people that we follow where it's like, oh my goodness, they're on another vacation. And for me, it's not that I get jealous of the vacations themselves. You know what I find myself getting jealous of? I find myself getting jealous of like, who's watching their kids? And I think it's because I've never really felt like I had a huge support system around my kids, and how many kids I have is like a joke in my family, you know? And it's like, so I tend to get a little defensive about like who's watching the kids. And I always love when I have like one friend who's got, I think she's got like 8 kids. And I love when her and her husband go away, but she'll always say, I want to thank this person and this person and this person because we divided up our kids. We sent them to different places. And if it wasn't for all of them, this never would have happened. And I'm like, oh, I just love the honesty of what it took to get on that vacation versus just posting pictures of the beautiful waterfall in Costa Rica that her and her husband are standing under. You know, it's like, no, let's be honest. There is a lot that went behind me and my husband standing in the under the waterfall. And for all I know, they sacrificed for the past 10 years to take that trip. I have no idea. But I think when we see these images on Facebook and Instagram, we just automatically assume that everybody else has it perfectly put together. Everyone else is cash flowing it. For all you know, like I wish there was like a thing on Facebook or Instagram where it would be like, your friend's on vacation, but it's like, total debt we came home with was $10,000. Total years it'll take us to pay for this vacation, 35 years. Like, I mean, not that you want ill for your friends, but that's probably more accurate than what we're thinking in our head, okay? But I know I can't always jump to the reality. I just look at the pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh. And that's when I know it is time for me to delete this person or delete this page. Like sometimes even the thrifting people that I follow on Instagram, it's like thrift with me and then decor. Like they'll show you what they bought thrifting and then they show you how they styled it. And even sometimes then I'm like, I get jealous of the great finds that they found. I'm like, oh man. Or you look at their house and it's like, wow, do they have any children or pets or anything? It's like their house is perfect. Or, you know, and sometimes I just have to delete that. And a lot of times it's just a season in my life that maybe I'm not feeling great about myself or I'm not feeling great about where we are financially that month or something. And that's when I know it is time for me to either silence those things or get rid of them altogether. Now, if you've got, I've only got 30 seconds left, guys. If you've got like a really negative person in your life, but if you unfriended them on Facebook, they're going to call you out on it, then I suggest you just get off Facebook. Because if it's going to be, and I mean, this is probably going to be somebody that's very close to you, like your mom or your sister or your mother-in-law or somebody. But if you know it's going to be a bone of contention that you unfollowed them on Facebook, then I would say just get off Facebook altogether. And that way, when they question it, you can just say, you know what, I'm done Facebook for now. And that way they can't argue with you. It's not like you singled them out. It's like you got rid of everybody. And okay, that's the clock, you guys. So, all right, take the next few minutes, go through your Facebook feed and either silence people that are bringing you down or delete them altogether. But you have to remember that your sanity is first and foremost. And if scrolling and looking at these things are making you feel less than or jealous or insecure, then it just has to go. Okay. If your right arm is causing you to sin, cut it off. And if this stuff is making you feel gross and yucky, then just cut it off. Okay. So that's your assignment for today. I hope you have a great Saturday and I will see you on Wednesday for another Pruning to Prosper. Take care.